And finally tonight, an on-stage rant about a sports team in Las Vegas has spilled over to radio stations in that city, refusing to play one of the biggest bands in the world.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong does have a mellower side, but that certainly wasn't on display last month. During a concert in San Francisco, Armstrong was channeling his punk rock roots when he lashed out at the owner of the Oakland A's baseball team for deciding to move the franchise to another city. Green Day is from Oakland, and Armstrong's rant also included some strong language directed at the A's new home, Las Vegas.
I hate Las Vegas. It's the worst in America.
The A's move to Vegas has been extremely controversial, and Armstrong's rant got big cheers from the Bay Area crowd. Not so much in Sin City.
I know it's considered punk rock to blast the whole city. But when you do it at age 52, in front of thousands of other 52-year-old people, you're not punk. You're just old and bitter and have to resort to making inflammatory statements to get the people talking.
For the record, that is Gooch, the morning man on KOMP 92.3 FM, one of the Las Vegas rock stations that has officially banned all Green Day tracks from their airwaves. The station notes that Armstrong hasn't had a problem performing in Las Vegas over the years. The band is not currently scheduled to play the city, but if Green Day does return in the coming years, there will be a new baseball stadium there. Thank you for joining us. This has been Your World Tonight for Wednesday, October 2nd. I'm Susan Bonner. Talk to you again.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.